You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics?
Loosely speaking.
TikTok.
Little Angel. Fear-based medicine.
Hello.
Hi.
Before we get into the good stuff, pooglive.com. Don't forget to get your tickets for the tour, folks.
It's coming so fast. The merch is being created. The merch is being, what's the word I'm looking for? Manufactured. Oh, God. It's crafted.
Us visiting the factory where the merch is being made.
Oh, yeah.
Would have been great.
Just sort of a clipboard and a hard hat.
They're happy at the factory.
We're actually using like a nice, like...
Yeah, they are happy at the factory. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That we know. Okay.
Oh, by the way, like, I'm still looking for an alcohol sponsor.
For Poog?
Like, yes. No, I mean like at our event. Imagine like the specialty cocktail.
Yeah, so, who wants to be the official alcohol?
Do you want your alcohol to be blasted and, and fastened, you know?
Totally.
Left and right. Oh, you ready?
I'm ready.
Because I'm about to do something.
Oh, she's cracking a Celsius. This is good. This is good. By the way, guess what I just did? Fired up my heater for the first time. Tis the season
to be holly.
Fired up. Fired up.
How do you feel about intense kind of reimaginings of, like, basically harmonics, reimaginings of the Christmas Carol to the point where the carol's almost non-recognizable?
Oh, wow. You mean a complete...
Do you love it? Is it a thrill?
I'm intrigued.
Wait, you still haven't acknowledged. I thought you'd be interested in the fact that I'm back, baby.
Honey, I hate to say it. You were drinking Celsius at the last one.
Last one, I had like two sips.
I see.
Let it die that way.
Yeah.
Carried it down. It was as heavy as a bucket full.
We can't be not giving ourselves the drugs we need, like caffeine. First of all, I'm happy to see that you're back.
I
want to take, yeah, you seem great. I'm taking a moment with something that's happening right now. I want to walk you through it. By the way, ADHD 2.0 book on my dining room table, looking at it right now. I see it.
I've forgotten all about it since last mention.
ADD. We're going to do a Poog season devoted to ADD. But
yeah,
I think this is a form of ADD. Let me walk you through this.
I'll let you know. Here we go.
Cleaned out the basement, sorted out, going to post on Poogram. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. People that come to your house, they sort it out. It's heaven on earth. Help you.
What?
The organizers.
You're saying you did?
Remember the organizers? I brought them back in, honey. I brought them back.
My
basement,
God,
which was ruining my life every day, brought them back. Unbelievable.
You must be rolling in it, is all I'm saying. No. You must be
honey, they're affordable. Took one day. Okay.
Go on.
Let me tell you this detail. In the basement, old wooden rocking chair that I brought here from my parents' house. Pretty good shape, whatever.
No. Why did you bring it there? I mean, why is it in the basement? Because you haven't found a place.
I was using it in my living room.
Is it down there for you to rock
next
to your stuff while it dries?
Next to the rats. No, so didn't want it in the living room anymore. That's a design choice. Took it down to the basement because I'm not going to leave this on the curb. It's kind of a nice thing. Forgot entirely about it. They go, oh, look at this rocking chair. I go, oh, brought it up to my deck to decide what to do with it. I'm in Zoom therapy. And thunderous rain begins. I look outside. I see the rocking chair. I go, oh, excuse me, because I'm going to run out to get the rocking chair to save it. I go out. I attempt to bring it inside, and the rocking chair is slightly too big for the door frame. So to open up, to get the rocking chair inside, I would have to
turn it on its side.
Undo the latch of the other door to make it French doors. I'd have to turn it into French doors.
Do you see how I'm doubting
you? Or maybe turn
it
on the side.
I feel really bad about it.
Okay.
I'm doubting
there's
that you
some
could
puzzle.
Turn it on its side and geometried it in.
Well, here's the point.
But anyway, I'm sorry for that. I just
almost broke the chair from anger as I tried to get it in. Couldn't quite figure it out. Meanwhile, TikTok, precious therapy minutes. I mean, this is probably 15 seconds passing.
TikTok.
TikTok, the clock goes. The original TikTok of the clock.
Many have forgotten.
Many have forgotten what TikTok is. By the way, this is actually really dark because, of course, TikTok, there goes your life. They know what they're doing. They're like, TikTok, we have you by the fucking cunt and throat.
Wait, cunt and what?
Your life is now. And by the coat. They have you by all three.
The jacket?
Huh? I said cunt.
No, I heard that. I thought you said they have you by the C and coat. So they got you from the base and they got you from the back
lapel.
Of the coat.
Yeah, the throw. They've got
huge merch opportunity.
is cunt and coat. Yeah. Okay. C and coat. Okay. So
C and coat.
I might have
to beat me saying it. It's too horrible. Can you believe?
It's so funny.
All right. Go on. Sorry.
I'm actually shocked. Okay. So.
Oh yeah. TikTok.
The chair
TikTok.
Won't quite fit through.
Okay.
TikTok. There goes your life. Just as planned. So I. Panic's too strong a word. I can't get the chair through. I look at the door. I could unlatch the door. That feels too hard. I decide to leave the rocking chair outside in the thunderous rain. Come inside. And then as I'm in therapy, I can see the rain pounding down upon it, feeling guilt, feeling shame, thoughts.
That it's getting rained on. Right?
Yeah. So what do you think with that? So somebody normal.
I will acknowledge I spaced out for a second.
Taking the time.
When you were saying about your parents and the curb, was it your parents' chair that they put on the curb? And then you felt like, oh, we can't do that.
No one put it on the curb. I took it from their house. They didn't want it anymore. I was considering putting it on the curb, but that.
And this stays in, to be clear.
Sure did.
Okay.
I said.
Oh, you got to kick it to the curb?
I said I wasn't going to put it.
All right,
I wasn't going to put it on the curb. So. Don't you think somebody not calcified by bad brain syndrome?
Oh, sorry. Yes. Okay.
Would have brought the rocking chair indoors to safety instead of watching the rain pour down upon it. Do you think that's an ADD adjacent issue?
Well, you would have had to. Now, when you say latch, do you just mean
one button
latch and you open the door? Or is it like something?
Two. At the top, at the bottom.
Right.
Not a lot of work.
It's not like a
I hate the sound it makes when I do that.
Yeah, and the feeling of the metal scraping really against metal probably. Like,
yeah, that's really, then, really, really yeah. bad. Also, by the way, when I was trying to shimmy the rocking chair in, hurt my hands.
You almost said rocking horse.
Moving too quickly. By the way, I know I did almost say that, didn't I? I also sustained a major elbow injury today. I was rushing late.
Wait, hold that.
With all my strength.
Hold that. Okay, I've never said hold that thought in my life, okay, and I do not wish to. Okay, that's why I stopped myself.
I'll hold it. Let's talk about...
Is it ADD? You're looking at your list, but we're not done. You asked.
Okay. Yeah, keep going.
I think it might be...
What do you think about
third wave, indirect. Okay? I think... So, I don't think... Well, I think there are people who actually think things like, it's raining... Maybe I'll take in the chair. I mean, that exists out there, if you can imagine. Literally.
But didn't I do that?
I mean, like, oh, did you? I thought you saw it and were triggered.
No.
You remembered it was out there.
No, I said, oh my God, I think it's about to start raining. Looked out, attempted to rescue the chair as the early drops were coming.
So you and how long has the chair been out there at this point? Weeks?
4 or 5 days.
Okay. No, I think that shows strong executive functioning, okay, that... You know, you were able to remember that there was a chair out there and that it was triggered by the brain. So I will acknowledge that. However, I also will acknowledge that things like, because I think about you every time I don't pick something up after I drop it, right?
Yeah.
Because we both do that. And, you know, I'm working on changing that. Okay. But not always, frankly. Okay. Because
yeah.
You can't risk leaning down to picking it up and a thought occurring or you seeing something that takes you on to another task.
Down there.
So a massive part of all the things that look like a kind of carelessness or an attempt to retain continuity of thought on whatever. I mean, I genuinely, it's either gotten to or I'm finally becoming aware of that I can, you know, turn my head and I'm, like yesterday, like I try to go up the stairs and decide like something. I forget how it happened. Right, there were things to be done. Wildly behind. Right,
mm-hmm.
And then I'm suddenly I'm on my side nailing these little clips into the stairwell for plans of permanently being able to just have a place to hang Christmas lights and route them up the stairs so there could be a tiny tree on the landing and it goes under the stair.
Wait, you're on your side nailing clips.
For lights, for Christmas lights, okay?
To be clipped to the...
Clipped so they can both, so that there's the tree on the landing and then that same strand of lights can wind up the staircase, I don't want to have to step over lights.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm installing, it's like, on the way up the stairs, I'm fixing the stairs. It's non-stop. And then the reason everything's out on the desk and out on the floor and out everywhere and resting on tops is for because we need a visual trigger.
Here's a question. When's the last time you read a book?
A full book?
Yeah.
Because I would say right now I'm reading, like I'm in the midst of reading, right?
18.
Like, it's actually more like, there's 100.
I mean, cover to cover.
There's 100 and I'm in and out. Cover to cover. Oh, cover to cover, I will knock out a book that promises me a life change. Okay?
Yeah.
Like I will sit down and read, you know, Mark Hyman Detox Solution or something like that.
You read that?
And I will knock it out.
Years ago. Bitch, you read that?
Years ago. It's an old one, not the new one.
Okay.
Or so those like I'll go in, like if I go into my like iBooks, it'll be like 100% complete. You know, like anything like that, something denser.
But fiction.
That, so there's books placed around the home, right? And see, I just got distracted. Okay. So I like picked up my phone and that was an issue. All right.
I still have my 2-phone system and it's working great. I only have Instagram on my old phone.
Really?
I mean.
That's huge.
I have to tell you.
Oh, right.
It's huge. I don't have Twitter on there. I only have Instagram on the old phone. And now when I go onto Instagram, it's like it looks weird because it's on the old phone. It looks shitty.
Mm.
By the way, I'm locked out. I want to be clear. I couldn't even download Instagram on my new phone if I wanted to because I'm locked out. Yeah. And I'm locked out on my computer. So it's actually a blessing.
Like you don't have your password and you don't want to reset it because it's too many steps?
Actually, it's worse than that. I do know my password. Two-step authentication. It goes, okay, enter in your text. We'll send you a code. Sorry, enter in your phone number. I enter in my phone number. They go, we sent the code. No, you fucking didn't.
Yeah, I know.
Never has a code been received. So these are the kinds of things that make me awake in the night screaming. Explain that to me. I enter in my phone number. We sent the code. No, you didn't. And then what?
I have found password recovery to be one of the most broken systems in this
world.
It
really is. It really is.
And it's all masquerading.
And we're recovering daily. We're daily recovering.
Oh, I mean, and then...
We're in recovery.
And then how dare... Yeah, how dare you then save the wrong password? Like...
In the keychain?
Yeah.
These fuckers. Keychain.
Do you not feel like a pit in your stomach when the keychain is mentioned by your computer? It's so... By the way, I downloaded one password or whatever. Like some... They were like, this is it. This is the thing, okay? That will change your entire password game. It's like taking up space on my computer. It's nary to be offering me anything.
The honor system. No more passwords.
Okay, this is interesting.
The honor system. Because here's the thing.
This is bold and I'm listening.
What do you want? Because what do you want? Because like...
From privacy?
Right. Yeah. What do you really...
What is a DM? I mean, yeah. I mean...
How about the honor system?
Like,
how about this?
Don't
only
go
shitty
in.
Passwords. And if you guess it, if you do the work to guess it, you get an alert. Someone has logged in. And you go, shit.
Well...
Like, that's almost better.
No, I mean, I love a radical idea, you know what I mean? And solution. And so I am searching for how this makes sense. And I believe I can find a way. But initially, you know, I won't lie, I'm afraid. Okay, that sounds scary. Yeah.
By the way, I get it.
Well, you know what?
I just think some websites honor system. When I'm logging in, when I'm doing two-step authentication for a fucking, whatever. It's just,
no, I know, I know. Today I ordered
a ruins lives.
Light bulb.
And by the way, I have a friend in her 60s. Mm-hmm. No, actually she's 80.
Writes it down?
No, she's like...
Oh, sorry.
Every time I see her, she's like, I can't figure out the passwords. It's too much. And I'm like, I fucking bet, doll.
Yeah.
It's elder abuse.
It's like, all abuse.
If I'm struggling...
Yeah.
It's all abuse. That's for fucking sure. And by the way, someone 5 years younger than me, dexterous in a way with technology that I'll never be.
Really?
It's absolutely shocking. Within 5 years, it changes. That's why, as we've talked about, the babies being born today on their iPods at 4 months. By the way, they're,
you know what they're doing
cyborgs.
Now?
And
they're
they are
resting the baby's body instead of skin to skin directly on a large
skin
iPad.
Skin to screen.
It goes right onto the iPad.
Yeah.
It's like an attuned to its frequency.
Completely. And the parents should be held accountable. And I don't want to fucking hear that, oh, it's, you don't understand, you don't have kids. How about this?
Yeah.
Don't have fucking kids if you're going to put a screen in front of their face. How about that? How about that? Yeah. Take responsibility
the
for
way
it.
They all,
by the way, I might lose listeners. Might lose listeners to this. People aren't going to like this.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm not saying it's
I think
easy.
I'm not saying it's easy, doll. Humbly.
I'm addicted. But how about this? How about this? Don't have the kid if you're going to be a screen.
Easy.
If you want to scream, baby.
How about it's not easy?
How about, and is it easy? You better fucking believe it's not. Can't imagine.
Well, that's
but maybe
why.
Don't bring the iPad to dinner. Maybe force your child to develop a brain. Because guess what? I'm worried about the future. And these kids here, they're becoming something
else. Can a brain
else.
Save them? I mean...
Have a kid learn Photoshop. That sounds fun.
Right.
When they're 12. When they're 8.
Yeah.
When they're still technically in the womb and you have the screen in front of them. That's when I get a little high and mighty and I go, maybe weren't ready.
Maybe feel texture.
Maybe weren't ready.
Wait, who wasn't ready? Oh, the parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Convenience at the expense of what? The future of the species?
And also just...
You
hear this kind of... You hear this some people and it's really honestly pathetic. People who claim that a reason to have kids, like they're like, well, someone's got to take care of you when you're older.
That's one of the top two reasons.
Okay. And it's like, first of all, no guarantees.
For sure. You could have a kid... Who A, sucks. B, is a murderer.
That at least.
Or C, doesn't like you.
Provides some interest.
You don't really connect.
An opportunity
Always fascinated
for a memoir,
by that.
A career.
Where are you with, what do you
murdered,
think about this?
Murderous children?
No, well, murderous children,
what do you
obviously.
Think? If you die by the hand of your child. Obviously, you deserved it, right?
But here's a question. In adulthood, have you been around what you perceive as an adult child around their
parent. Mm-hmm. And it's clear to you the parent and kid just don't really connect, but it's not, it's because the kid's kind of a dud. Because I feel like
the parent is a songstress of humanity.
Well, here's what's scary. Two great parents, charming, loving it, wonderful people. Exactly. And they have kids that
connecting with the parent. This guy, I'm interested in.
The parent, you go, great. And then you meet the kids and you go, ay, ay, ay. And I'm not talking about a 12-year-old. I'm talking about an adult. I'm talking about a 30-year-old who's fully cooked, who just doesn't have it. And by the way, I'll be bold enough and go, I don't know them. Who knows? Maybe it was a bad light. I think I've had enough times. Like bad impressions, completely. Who among us, we've all given off bad impressions. I'm talking about someone that you've repeatedly been around. You go, I can officially diagnose them. They don't have it.
And by it, you mean kind of human, kind of radiance?
Yeah, they don't have radiance.
They're not getting selected. They're not getting curated from your dinner parties.
Definitely not making it.
No, but I'm saying that is the highest level of the most narrow, okay, rarefied stratus, right? I'm curious when you say dud, you know, to what level you're talking about, like personality-wise.
I just mean someone who, is kind of refusing to reach adulthood for whatever reason.
Experience less soulfulness. No, sorry, that's where I'm going, which I think is
maybe,
like where
maybe
really...
like a lack of, you know what? I'm a fucking asshole because I'm thinking about this. I'm going,
why must the child?
By the way, I don't think this person is worthless. I don't think anyone is worthless. I just am saying how heartbreaking. Let's get that on the record right now that I think that no one is worthless. And honestly, no one really is special, okay?
Well, yeah.
But like, I'll go even further. Here's what I want to say. I'm talking about the heartbreak of having a child. They grow up and you go, I just can't have I can't bat the ball around with my kid. I can't really connect with my kid, which people have. And that would break me down. Or maybe not. I go, you know, there's actually something really cool about going, my kid, God, they're a freak.
Right.
We have nothing to talk about, but I love them. They're my child. That's cool.
Very.
And then you should be a parent.
That's the only way to parent.
That is the only way.
To recognize that breeding. There's something that they
God,
are not
the hand
a,
of God
they are
is
not
there.
Your,
they're, yeah.
Yeah, the hand of
they're
God
not
is
your
present.
Creation. Yeah, the hand of God. And then also, but I'm saying people who are breeding caretakers.
Yeah.
That's what you were saying.
Yeah.
I'm breeding a caretaker. I'm breeding a best friend.
Yeah.
And I'm in danger of,
this is not,
who knows what
sorry,
my...
Sorry, do not disturb isn't working.
Uh-oh.
And this is how I live my life. And as you can see...
And we're becoming disturbed.
And look, my eye is like scanning to see what I was disturbed by. All right, hold on.
I don't know. I might have kids, might not, who knows. But I worry I can't have a child or do that unless I'm prepared to have a kid that I go, eh. But I think
that
ultimately you love the kid regardless. But what?
Like, yeah, I think that's actually what we're talking about here. Okay, we're talking about you, okay, and your fear, right? And the fear of exactly what you're describing. But it's because you're still
what
stuck
am I talking
on
about?
The...
I have a little angel.
What?
And so I keep going. I go,
what'd you
I
say?
Have a little angel.
That's what your paralysis or your like, wait, say it again. I heard little angel.
I said, I'd have a little angel.
Right. Which is the
well, you know, my
curse to believe.
Here's my dark, here, want to know my darkest secret that I'm saying on air to the millions of listeners of Boog? I can't say it.
Wait,
it's too vile.
Millions? You're going to say it in 1 second, but I just want to say something. Millions? You know what's interesting?
Could be millions.
If you said millions upon millions,
yeah.
So I'm going to explain why I'm bringing this up.
Okay.
Technically, that's a minimum of 4 million. Okay. Because millions, for there to be plural,
right.
Is two.
Yeah.
And then millions
you.
And millions, right?
Mm-hmm.
This was like a thing they went after, what's his name for? The guy who did the original Cosmos.
Sagan?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Because he was like, you know, like, and, you know, can't pull the fact correctly, you know, but it would be like billions upon billions. And they were like, that's 4 billion. When actually,
okay.
Like, sir, it was, you know.
Two?
Yeah. Anyway, I kind of like love that.
Oh. Really quick jutting in. You have the Lima on your face.
Yeah.
I took the sticker off mine. Was that is that a mistake?
Interesting.
I see how you have your sticker on.
Well, I'll explain. Now,
oh God.
What? First, I want to know
did
why
I fuck
you'd
up?
Be
Just
worried that you took. No, you didn't.
Okay.
Be at ease, but we're not moving on. just because you got in your little pacification.
Okay. Because okay, I saw a woman on the internet using her Lima, and she had the sticker that you have on. To be clear for the listener, the sticker is this kind of industrial looking thing. It has like instructions on it, right?
I don't think it does. No.
But it's peelable.
Yeah, it's peelable. It has a QR code. It has a barcode as well. It has...
sounds like key information.
It says like, you know, 3 6-volt DC battery type. It says things like that. But it is a very... There's no marketing language on it. There's no instructions on it. So are you wondering why it's on mine?
Yeah, why'd you leave it on? Why'd you make that choice?
Well, one, the sticker does kind of remind me of the excitement of it being a new
technology.
Yeah, or a new like purchase.
Oh my God. I'm Lima-ing today and I'm starting a 30-day Lima religious
skincare
ceremony.
And supplement ceremony. So I have been literally doing it. Okay. Have I ever done anything this consistently in my life? I don't know because.
Oh my God.
So I sent you a picture of my face on day one. So we'll
you
see
did?
Where I am. Yeah. Yeah.
You look amazing. Tell me right now, are you seeing results? Out with it.
Well, this morning I was tempted to be like, jury's out, okay? And it's only been like, I don't know. I should check when I sent you that photo. But
I think they say like 2 weeks of religious whatever the fuck.
Yeah, they're like 1 week. It's, you know, the 1 week is very like, almost feels like, you know, you never used moisturizer before. You know, like the early promises. Mm. You know, when they say like 80% of users, they're like, noticed increased hydration, like when you using a moisturizer and they're like compared to nothing at all, you know, it's just right, like, right. Okay, cool. Like I'm waiting for, you know, serious, what's happening at month three, right?
Yeah.
But what was I saying?
I couldn't tell you. Results.
Oh yeah. So I was like, jury's out. And then I like pulled up the phone and I was like, it might be that I'm not noticing the things it's affecting because they're not things I normally worry about.
Oh.
Interesting, right?
I'm getting a hydrofacial.
Like, so at your derm?
Yeah, my derm. I bought a package.
You've spoken of like I haven't gotten a facial in 2 years. I don't know. Like
I woke
I'm
up
sure,
this morning.
I'm sure that's
thinking
not quite
about
true.
Microcurrent going. I fell off microcurrent. Here come the jowls.
Well,
and guess who's not guashing? It is impossible.
Muscular work, Kate.
It is impossible to do anything. Wait, Jacqueline. Remember I said I was going to do Beauty Shaman 2 week trial and I didn't.
Well,
Beauty Shaman
yes.
is the woman that we follow who's gorgeous, who massages yeah. her face freakishly and endlessly all day yeah. long and it works. And she has a 2 week thing where you can sign up and she'll teach you how to touch your face.
I mean, it's the structure.
And
I just
into that.
Up.
I'm into that.
See, this is ADD
psychologically.
I just want to say,
yeah, this is the face of ADD.
No, not even that. Well, first of all, I do want to like somebody better be notating, okay, the things that we haven't finished saying in the episode. That could be huge. That could be the entire second half of the episode. Do you see what I'm saying? So, for example, I haven't answered about the sticker. Okay. I haven't said the thing about my books about ADD.
Oh shit!
Right. So I just want to say, but one example is as I pull up my phone to remember because I wanted to share something from the iBooks about how many books you're reading, whatever.
Yeah.
So I type in I, and then I see I start to type in M for iMovie, which I've never used on my phone. Actually, I have a couple times.
Yeah.
But this is the point. There's automations happening. I have a lot of automations as a result of not being able to consciously retain the stream of thought, for example. So then automations. So for example, I go home with someone else's thing in my purse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mine.
Because I go home with restaurant napkins a lot.
That is so funny.
When we're talking, right? We're talking. One time I left the store Ricky's with like a grill, like a gold metal grill thing that was just sitting on the counter. And it's not unconscious stealing. I want to be very clear. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so used to leaving things behind that are mine that as I'm leaving and I'm engaged in
you're
whatever I'm thinking or talking
things.
About, my hand just sweeps whatever into the bag. I go home clutching the napkin.
You with the restaurant napkin at home is absolutely astonishing. More than once, this has happened.
Yep. I have a Via Carota napkin. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I use it. So I brought this up because like it made me laugh. Like Notes from the Underground, 2%. Because, you know, iBooks. There we go again. This time verbally.
Nabokov?
Tried to say iMovie. I tried to. There we go. Third time. I tried to say iBooks. iMovie flew out. Do you want to hear the fucking some of the shit in my library?
Yep.
Meander, spiral, explode. That's about alternate natural shapes other than the climax, okay? Which is obviously very, you know, of narrative. Okay, whatever. Jane Allison, meander, spiral, explode. Okay, then we got made into mother, 25%. Obviously, I found that compelling. Silva mind control method, 15%.
I can't read a book on a screen.
Never split the difference. This is about negotiation tactics from a hostage negotiator.
You're joking.
80%.
Oh, wow.
What do we have that's interesting? Oh, I have a multiple. The Dr. Mark Hyman Library. I have multiple. Let's see.
I want Dr. Mark Hyman's shit tester or whatever. Yeah. It's his program where you, I think, shit, piss, give blood, whatever. And they go, here's what's wrong with you, doll. And
yeah, well, we did receive from Viome and three times I attempted to send it in and three times I was foiled.
I got to do Viome.
I mean, that's the ADD of
Viome's
that.
Viome's top shelf.
Imagine collecting a stool sample three times.
That's
and
shocking.
Every single time forgetting to send it in.
Aye,
and it's sitting in a box.
Girl.
Now, I want to be very clear. It's inside a solution inside a test tube. Okay, so it's not what you think it is.
It's not a box of shit next to your takeout. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I thought this was Szechuan. Sorry, so stupid.
Yeah. Interesting. The freedom of self-forgetfulness. This is a sample. I wonder what that the hell means.
What?
Self-compassion, 66%. Decided on pursuing that. Heavy. I'm just giving sort of my sort of poo relevant. The cat whisperer, 82%.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Do you want to know why I kept the sticker on? I feel like there's another reason. Oh, I know what it is. It's ADD related. So, hey, don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad. I'm excited.
All right. So, you want to be careful when you pull a sticker off. If you do it in too chilly a scenario, you risk the adhesive remaining on the thing. And then you spend the rest of your life rolling your thumb on it, trying to get the little bits of the adhesive off.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this. That sticker of the Lima came off effortlessly.
Really?
I have a smooth one. Yeah, it's effortless.
What, were you in a warm?
No, honey.
Well, I guess the heat wasn't on yet.
Pulled it off in bed.
Should I peel the corner to test it? I'm scared.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Do it live.
I'm scared.
Do it live. I believe in you. I did it. It was beautiful. And then you get a beautiful shaft without the sticker. I just found the sticker aesthetically. I'm like, I want to be cozying up next. So that makes me feel like I'm, I don't know.
But there is some interesting information, like the battery type. I don't want to, I could not Google that I need a 3.6 DC.
That's found online, honey.
I guess either way, I'd have to type 3.6 volt DC into the store search. So in replacing a battery, I don't know, that QR code doesn't call to you. I don't know. I'm suddenly afraid. I think what I like about it is it feels medical.
Yeah, sure does.
And the second I remove it, I wonder if I'll start like doubting it's, by the way, they like won like something, time.
Ooh, did they?
Invention or something.
Ooh.
I'm peeling it off because you know what?
Live on the only live
automated.
Once,
my body went automated.
Yeah.
I was starting to think about Here Time goes. Magazine. It started pulling it off.
Started to think of Time Magazine. Scared.
Yeah, I just said they won a Time Magazine thing.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
I'm scared.
I believe in you.
I think I need to warm it up a little.
You don't. I did it raw.
But we don't know what temperature you did it in.
I think I ripped the sticker off before I even did it. I think it was cool.
Right. Oh, you know, it's the real question.
Here she goes. She's peeling.
Could you wrap it in
what?
A non-toxic plastic of sorts? And stick it in your mouth. Oh no, Kate.
What happened?
At the end, I'm fucked.
I heard something. What?
Yeah, at the end, it
got a little sticky there.
Yeah.
And that'll come off easy.
I mean,
that'll come off easily, honey.
Fuck. Okay, it feels fucking, it's rolling off under my thumb. And I guess there is a strange or
satisfaction.
Actually, tired of this sort of language of strange satisfaction that has permeated the culture. It's oddly satisfying. There's a strange satisfaction. How about it's satisfying?
Oh, I know.
This language in the culture right now of like oddly satisfying videos. Strange. It's strangely satisfying too.
It's like, just satisfying.
Aren't we familiar now? You know what I mean? Like,
of course.
It's almost like when guilty pleasure went for a while and had to be.
It's like
revoked.
It's almost weird that sex would feel good because it's so weird and gross.
Therefore, you mean why does no one say oddly? Like that's been accepted.
Oddly, this is weirdly, yeah.
Also, like, when like 90% of the population enjoys like, I don't know, like it'd be like petting a cat, you know, like they're like, it's oddly satisfying. Like if that was like a piece of observational humor in like 1820, they're like, could you ever like drag your hand across a cat?
Observational they're like, comedy.
It's oddly satisfying.
Do you think it's bold that I'm going to get a hydrofacial and then I'm going to have an event a couple hours later? I think it's very LA.
I think a hydrofacial, it's not like you're getting
no, it turns
extraction.
Me red, though. No. I'll send the picture.
Oh, really?
It makes me quite red. But as I recall in the past hour and a half later, it's kind of gone.
I think you're, yeah. I think you're fine.
Okay, here's a quick product.
Yeah.
House Labs Foundation.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga's foundation company. I got my makeup done.
Really?
Unbelievable foundation.
Okay.
It's whatever. Just check it out. People say it's about foundation. They go, oh, it looks like skin.
Do you know what's been life changing and I've done probably every day since, I don't know, the day I brought it up?
What?
So I moved, okay. My COSRX snail hydrogel eye patches.
Ooh, okay.
I moved them out of this container that they come in.
I've never used
that. Placed them in another jar. Okay.
Okay.
Now, this is something I was telling you about. Your eyes are going down a lot. Is it your nails?
Yeah.
Were you like, these aren't going to fly for tonight?
Hang nails. Yeah, not hang nails, but just bad. Okay, keep going.
So, as I mentioned, I ordered online cotton rounds, reusable cotton rounds.
Yeah.
Double fabric. I poured into the jar, soaking them, my mugwort essence from SoCo Glam.
Incredible. Okay?
midday.
Pick
in
me
the
up.
Morning if I don't want to do a wash in the morning because it's not always even recommended. Yeah. Okay, I'll do one right now.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh my God, look at you.
And by the way, in the morning when you do it, because I load up heavy on the products at night, like it's not clean in the morning. Like, you know, like it's as if I've been like out in dirt. Like I'm shocked. Like I, like it'll be like, does, like I expect
dirty.
The morning. Yeah, it'll be like dirty kind of.
So
and I wonder
crazy.
If it's the products working at night. Like they've like released and they've, you know what I mean? So
wow.
I do this. It's heavenly. It feels great, right?
Yeah, watching you do that. I want to do that.
Okay. And I'm really getting the mugwort essence. Now, yes, there's some left in here that you could argue is like lost, but
what isn't lost?
I don't think so. I think I'm getting more. Okay. So I do this. It's heaven. It's heaven. I toss it aside. Now I need a bigger jar or smaller rounds. That's why that looks like that. So it's not perfect, right? But I do that.
Oh, on the neck. Seems
okay,
great.
Heaven.
Let me see it.
All right, but this won't be on the video. Oh, wait, actually, yeah. No, that looks like very, it looks warmer than it is because of the warm light.
Yeah.
Yeah, filthy.
And then what, you're throwing that in the washing machine?
Yes. So I throw them in a little mesh bag.
Eco warrior.
I mean, it's about though, like, you know, whatever. So I do it once, sometimes twice a day. And then... So I was really excited about that. A couple other things I got. I picked this up at Erewhon during the looking for drinks to enjoy other than Celsius.
Let me see.
I don't even know what this is. It's craft brewed sparkling tea, hop tonic, lemongrass jasmine.
Wait, let me see it.
Made with regenerative Yopon tea and a hint of hops. Now,
Jesus.
Hops, what are they? I've heard about them
because
well,
they have
of
that non-alcoholic
beer
called hop water. It's like a seltzer. I've enjoyed that at a function.
That's not this? Hop tonic?
No. No, okay. Believe it or not, no.
Carbonated water, organic jasmine tea, lemongrass, okay, hops, tea, organic certified. Okay. That's interesting. Okay. First time in my life, May Lindstrom.
Blue Cocoon in your hand?
Blue Cocoon is in my hand, but I've been using the oil cleanser. The
smells
instructions,
amazing.
Yes, because there is essential oil in it, which I remember the Aesop guy that I ran into once at a hotel said, how do you
Never
feel about
used?
Essential oils in
oh.
skincare? Because not everyone is for it.
Aesop just sold for $3 billion to L'Oreal. Continue.
Are you serious?
Yep. Pugs next.
So the Lindstrom instructions, okay, are amazing.
They're like, we invite you to use this oil.
And they're like, massage it on the dry face, right? This is like
right.
the magic potion, you know, oil
yeah, yeah.
cleanser. And
pendulum
I gotta
potion,
say,
I believe.
I don't care if essential oils and skincare aren't good because
if it smells that good.
Because the aromatherapy.
There it
is
bitch.
Changing everything.
That, her products really do smell unbelievable.
She says, after a while or whatever, turn into the stream of the water, turn to face the stream of the water.
And pray to God.
And shower. Turn it. Okay. And so now I experience of turning. Okay, into the water. Emulsify, rinse. Next up, there's a heavy bottle that's way bigger than you'd think it'd be for what's in it. The dry clay powder.
I didn't get
it's
that.
It's dry. Okay. You shake it in.
I didn't
you,
get that.
She says, like, add a 1-to-1 ratio. I think, or maybe 1-to-2 water to the powder, create a mousse. Now, no mousse has emerged. Okay. When I've added water to this sand, but I'm going old school, manual exfoliation.
Yeah, honey.
And the clay and the whole thing. And I'm going, I don't even care if
you've returned to the earth.
So then she says, are you ready? And she says, are you finding this interesting? Cause like, I'm like,
yeah, keep
so
going.
Into it.
Okay? I love it. I love it.
So with that, she says, put on the grains, right? Do that. After you rinse them off, continue to massage the face because the skin will continue to exfoliate. Like you might experience further, like as though just rubbing your face now, just
Whoa.
Completely washed, like is going to release more, okay?
Whoa.
So there's that, whatever. Okay, I've been doing that. You know what I need a vat of?
What?
because I've been out for many months.
What?
And as we know, I think it was life-changing for me. Whey leave-in conditioner.
Shit. I've never used spritz. Oh, the spritz.
The spritzing leave-in conditioner.
Really?
A vat is what I
need. Wait, I don't remember you talking about it.
I think my waves have suffered since.
No way.
I'm going to Goo today to get a trim.
No That's way.
Also, yeah. Okay. So then, oh yeah, Blue Cocoon. Last night, disaster did strike, and I want to know your thoughts on this. I left it on the windowsill.
Melted.
It warmed up and then it cooled.
That's fine.
Okay. But then today when I went to, or last night when I went to put some on, so now the texture has completely changed from
buttery,
the smoothest thing you've ever felt in your life to re-coagulated. Now when I...
That looks fine.
But now when I... But it, there's grit. Now when I keep rubbing, I feel like it dissolves, but I'm just wondering if the essential...
I think
original,
I had that in the shower and I was guashaing with it.
I was trying to use it as a final cocoon.
I got a guasha today. Enough is enough.
Okay, so the Lindstrom is...
The Blue Cocoon smells unbelievable.
It's a different approach, okay? It's not a medical approach.
No, I know. It's
you know,
holistic.
Which scares me.
You mean it's emotional.
It's emotional. It's natural. It's not like the Lima approach. I'm not saying Lima is unnatural. Okay.
No, but Lima
but
is like,
I just wanted to
Lima's
show
like, we're not here to fuck
understand.
Around.
Wait, soft services.
Love soft services.
Okay, this is simultaneously, this is their buffing bar, right?
This is kind of fun for Christmas because this is a great gift, y'all.
That's exactly what I brought it.
Soft services
mix.
Buffing bar with the little tray that they give you.
So, and there's something, I'm doing it wrong, but there was a way that they...
It's upside down, babe.
Oh, yeah, that you can keep it... What?
You keep it in the hat, right? You keep it with the roof over its head. Put the blue bar
bring it
flat
slide
on the
it
blue
under.
Thing.
What are you saying is upside down?
Oh my God, I've had it wrong. I've been doing it wrong the whole time. Should I go get
Have
Hermione's?
You been resting it on the silver?
Oh my God, oh my God.
No, you might be the biggest.
Oh my God, oh my God, I'm an idiot.
Wait, hold on.
Wait.
Hold on. You've been resting on that?
No, babe. I've been resting it on the blue and putting the silver over it like a hat.
Wait. No, I think that might be it. Wait. No, I think this is like storing
That's
it.
That's what I do.
And then you pull it out?
I always store it. And then I'll just use it and put it back in the storage.
Because it's not like this is a sealed container.
No.
So I kind of feel like, so me, it's kind of just sitting out. But the to me, it's the fact that there's an option. To me, like, it would almost be like, in theory, like, I don't know, guests are coming over. You don't, the fact that it has two modes of, like, it operates two ways. It slides right in beautifully. And then up there. And then it's
and
a
again,
ways.
This is going to be a gift. This is a great gift option, folks. I said that 18
times. I really
times.
Do. I want to just, yeah, I want to like.
Yeah, let's do some gifting.
Oh, Ranavat.
Oh, yeah, they sent some gorgeous items. Saffron
okay,
oil.
This is just,
ooh.
Yeah, saffron
By the way,
serum.
My jaw pain has come back full force last couple
well,
days.
It's time to clean your hand and stick it in.
I might need to get Botox in my jaw.
Naturally, I am compelled by this concept of shooting it into the upper traps.
For what?
I think I saw this article about someone doing it with some of their like neck muscles because they're, like to then help correct their rounded shoulders, head forward.
I saw, can I use the term hunchback with love? I saw,
yes.
I saw a serious hunchback. I say that with love.
Well, this is the part you can't do.
Well, by the way, she was elderly.
Yeah.
Her head was truly floating like 2 feet in front of her body.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like really, I was like, poor fucking thing. And then I was like, wait, why?
What happened?
For what yeah. happened? And then I was like, well, you and I talk about, of course, with the phone, right? The spinal cord injury, permanent from looking down yeah. on the phone all day.
That when you look down, your head becomes 40 pounds of pressure instead
yeah.
of 10.
On the neck, yeah. Spinal cord yeah. snapped instantly or just gradually over time.
Or the
I want to talk about
worse,
my elbow.
Yeah.
Tell me, but I want you to all assess
right, bring
my
it,
elbow.
Bring it.
Today, I'm rushing around.
So it's back because we all remember when we
mean?
Were in the car.
Oh wait. Oh, that was from working out though. This is from something else.
Same elbow?
Yeah. So listen to this. This was very clear. This is blunt force trauma. I'm rushing late to get a coffee. I'm running around. I'm going to pull my hair back to wash my face. With the full force of running, I mm-hmm. hit my elbow, my left elbow into the doorway, like into the door frame. Mm. If you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And I was like stunned by the pain. What?
Reverberation.
Radiating down the arm. Radiating pain. So right now, if I touch it, it really hurts. I'm like,
bruise
it didn't
style.
Break anything because I'd be on the floor, I would imagine. Yeah. But I can't put any, like if I push down the table,
neither
really
did
hurts.
You fracture, I would suggest.
Because I immediately went hairline fracture.
It's hysterical. You see, this is, first of all, I had a hairline fracture in the kindergarten. And I was very uncomfortable with the attention I received in school about it.
Well,
and
as we all know, I had
like
a hairline
out.
I had a hairline fracture on my tailbone.
They were shocked because, like, you know, I was a good girl. Okay.
Oh, yes. They knew
like,
something
they
was
were
wrong.
Like, she's changed.
They knew something
because I wasn't allowed to go out to recess. I don't know. And
where
then,
was
like,
the fracture?
They had someone help me. It was on my tibia or something. No, that's in the leg. Or is it that weird
I'm
thing?
I'm going
it's
back
like,
to the chiropractor I went to, who I was scared by because she was like my exact age, and I was like, "You're my age. I'm putting my life in your hands.
Yeah,
to crack me."
You're my childhood friend. Like, even though you're not, you could have been.
I just remember being like something.
And I know that those gals don't have it figured out. So why would you?
Exactly. I just remember we were talking and I just thought, oh, you're older than me because look at you in your doctor's office with your coat and your chiropractor snapping people's spines for cash. And then somehow something about high school or something came to learn she was my age, maybe 1 year older. And I went, if not younger, uncomfortable feeling. Or... is that who I should trust the most?
Caperland,
sharp.
Western medicine. I mean, that's not all you believe in, but fear-based.
I believe in fear-based medicine.
Yeah. That you would trust a chiropractor with all of its, like, you know, people's
well, here's, this was,
respect
here's
for
what it was. I was desperate because I've been in pain for months with my tailbone fracture and a very trusted family friend, which to me is the gateway drug. A trusted family friend was like, this is the only chiropractor I'll go to. And she is...
I love hearing that.
A major, major physical therapist. I want to protect her identity, but let's just say.
Yeah. Don't name clients, but.
Yeah, let's just say. Honey, let's just say. She's out there. Okay. So
she's
I trust
courtside.
Her. Yeah. I'm not going to say more, but.
Yeah.
So she goes, go to her. I go, I'll do anything. I'll let this woman perform surgery on me with no anesthesia. Who cares? Let's go. Have you had anesthesia?
Yeah.
Did you like it? Yeah, I had it for wisdom
I'm trying
teeth.
To think what I would have had it for. Maybe I haven't. No, there was something. I remember it.
You didn't have it, doll.
wait, hold on. Your elbow.
Have you ever gone to a doctor and they lose
fracture.
Your labs? It's happened to me. Okay.
I think hairline fracture, like, when I like had that, it was like a real.
I was
skating
had
on a blanket, by the way.
You were what?
One toe goes on like essentially my blankie, like a small blanket. Mm-hmm. So one toe is holding the blanket between the floor and my foot, and then I'm holding the blanket with my hands, like so. The blanket's like a scooter, and I'm using it to slide across the floor, like a scooter. And
oh,
I went down
on
the forearm.
Oh no!
And then I had not a cast. Sorry, but a metal cup, a metal half cylinder.
Weird.
The arm rested in and then
like
wrapped
cat.
Around that an ace bandage with those
That's
little
what
ace
cats
bandage
get,
clips.
I feel like. Well, I'll just say I had a hairline fracture on my tailbone and I was in pain for nine months. I had to take a tailbone pillow onto the airplane, which made it look like I was suffering from hemorrhoids because it is technically a hemorrhoid pillow
which, by
that's
the
what
way,
they give you when you fracture
you know,
your tailbone.
Extremely common.
Oh, wait. And again, as you know, not to brag, I've never
that
had
is
a
such
hemorrhoid.
An 80s
and it
solution
remains
to hemorrhoids.
My crown jewel is a lack of hemorrhoids.
Well, it could be up there. It's not always external.
Oh, God, Jen.
But
I have no pain.
But nonetheless, I'm just saying your crown jewel. Okay, you can have painless.
my asshole, my prized possession.
Relatedly, okay, can you put plastic wrap on a Lima and could you... One, stick it in your mouth carefully.
For what?
Okay. I mean, definitely you could do that. What would happen? What would happen?
Yeah.
In the other orifices, I'm saying.
Pussy in the leg?
Could it heal internal hemorrhoids? Could it completely rejuvenate the cervical tissue?
If you want to top your Lima, I will be... You should reach out to corporate and ask if you can put saran wrap on it and insert it deep into your... rectum.
Because
they're not gonna like this.
Can't hurt. Why? Why wouldn't they like it? I mean, it's literally a medical device. The only reason they launched it to market is because...
To save lives.
No, they put it on a guy's knee to try to heal his knee, one knee,
I freaking
from his knee pain. And he comes in and they notice one knee looks 50 years younger than the other knee.
Stop. Stop.
The
Stop.
Skin. Yeah, it's on the website.
Oh my God, that rules.
Actually, I don't remember if his knee is on the website, but they've shown knees on the website.
That is really cool. I got it, Lima.
To hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
One of the things that I wanted more than anything when we started this podcast,
yeah.
And it wasn't even invented yet.
What was it?
Okay. I mean, from them, they didn't have the offering. The higher dose PEMF.
Honey, and we got it.
Infrared. We got it.
Higher dose has been
ion
good to
therapy
move.
From 20 pounds of amethyst crystals laying in there. You can see them. Okay.
Beautiful.
The rocks. Okay. And so with the heat, the infrared heat and that, it gives off the ions and then the PEMF at four different frequencies, one for focus and alertness.
Oh my God.
You know, one for deep sleep, delta, theta, alpha, and beta.
Oh my God. I need a bigger house. There's no room.
Put it on the couch.
God, you're good.
Live on it.
Yeah.
Live on it.
There you go.
They say that more is more.
Ooh. Sleep on it? No.
I think so, actually.
Oh my God.
There's a 12 hour
I have a
setting.
Huge thing I want to beg for. Let's get this in the airwaves.
Okay.
I am officially begging with all my full-throated desire for a new mattress, Christmas mattress, new bed mattress. I need a mattress. I need a mattress.
I got huge news.
I need a mattress.
Too.
Are you serious?
Mine isn't working for me.
Okay.
I wake up.
Huge.
There's no support under the back. I wake up.
In pain.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm up in pain.
I know
like
it's
I'm
not
fucking
for me.
460 years old.
Like I've just slept on a plane. Okay, so
mattress. Okay, this is huge.
Now here's
we're
the
putting
big question.
Out, what?
What are you interested? Because I heard some people.
Okay, let's go.
Talking about
pounding.
I know
avocado brand.
Obviously, no. Although there's explosion in the marketplace, those brands, right? In the last several years, this kind of feeling of wellness mattresses.
I wanted to say,
right?
Pediasure. What's the foam one? It rules. Fuck. Thermoderm? What's it called?
No. Actually, the Thermoderm is sent to us. I used one of their radiance pads last night. Literally.
Tempur-Pedic. Jesus Christ. As if I wasn't born in 1987. Yeah.
Okay.
Tempur-Pedic.
So
looking at
what
I
heard. So I get bored with the, is it avocado? Is it nectar? Is it, you know, all
nectar?
These,
I haven't even heard of that one.
I could be insane, but I'm pretty sure nectar.
Nectar has a 40% off Black Friday.
Yeah. But, oh, wait. We finally started saying to people we beg for, can we get a code for the listeners?
Yeah, can we get a please?
And I'm like terrified to start saying code, like the word code and like on our podcast, like it just seems utterly crass. I think we have to drop it on Instagram, right? Anyway.
I just want to say that I was sleeping on a Tempur-Pedic at a friend's place.
Yeah.
Honey.
Tempur-Pedic brand.
Honey, yeah.
Because it's not the only people that make that anymore, obviously.
Tempur-Pedic brand. Unbelievable. I'm looking here at the price. We're starting at the cheapest one is $2,400, honey. They go up to $5,000.
Wait, I just want to show you something.
Avocado brand, all organic, which I'm very intrigued by.
Talking about...
Can you imagine if we got free Halstons? Those are the ones that are filled with horsehair and they're around $40,000.
And are they the ones that are gingham looking?
They will, yeah. Honey, they're not giving that away. That's what like Oprah sleeps on.
No, I said gingham.
Yeah.
Are they the gingham, blue and white?
Yep.
Okay, I'm sending you something right now.
Oh my God.
Okay. Wait, who sleeps on them?
Like everyone, Oprah? Yeah. I mean,
do you want to know the nicest thing I've ever bought myself?
What?
Wait, I'm trying to find you in here, okay? The nicest thing, and I'm just sending you, because this is the drop that I'm saying, I've heard people talking about Sleep Number.
Oh, yeah.
No, Kate, before you. Okay.
I don't like that with the electronic ones, and they go.
It's not just about the electronics, okay? It's not just about that. It has something to do with, like there's something with the tech, and I don't know if it's this. Let me check, okay? But it does something like around firmness or, I know what it does. It also measures. It collects data on your sleeping. Okay.
See, I don't
a number.
I don't like the data, like the Aura Ring for me. Like, I don't like collecting data like that. I got to live. I don't like it. It does something to me.
How dare you call us data people? Let me guess. You don't take a photo because you live in the fucking moment. You bitch.
Listen.
Okay.
I'm trying to intrigue. Hey, calling Tempur-Pedic, Avocado, Casper, enter the mattress race. Who will be the official Poog mattress for Christmas? All I want is a new bed.
There is a mattress sponsor of this podcast. who you didn't mention.
Who?
Lisa.
We're going to get in trouble. Well, great. Maybe they should send one through. What's their whole thing?
Well,
teach me, mama.
There's one that
king size bed. Can you imagine me?
Yeah,
writhing in ecstasy.
Yeah,
I can.
What, a new mattress? Yeah. Well,
by the way, the bed frames alone—they're so expensive. It's absolutely
from who?
Wild.
Anywhere?
I was looking at. I go West Elm. I go Anthropologie. I go Pottery
Barn.
Oh
yeah,
$2,000. We're starting.
Well,
at.
I was going to say the nicest thing I ever bought myself. You know what I bought though for a bed frame? If you're curious. I think there was an elegance to it. Let's see.
I like a mattress on the floor, bohemian style, honestly.
I slept, in New York, I had to. I mean, ours was in a little, like, you know, the loft where it's like 4 feet. And that was mattress on the floor and it was heaven.
Mm. So what strategist says about the best mattress right now. I am sort of seduced by the avocado, the promise of the organic. I think that's kind of...
But the other ones have that too. I mean, really? You got to really look. Wait. So I purchased... At some point,
Lisa is coming
the
in.
The Thuma.
Thuma.
Bed frame. Let me see if I can explain it to you. Thoughtfully designed, okay, to elevate everyone. Tool free assembly.
There it is.
It has, I think I've talked about it on Poog. It's like the technique of Japanese joinery where everything just fits.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Into each other. It's really, really nice. But the nicest thing I think I've ever bought myself, that one of the things where you go, this is quality, where you literally feel a difference. You're not just telling yourself a story.
Mm-hmm.
I bought, let me find it. I believe it's called Cozy Earth. Okay.
Hmm.
I think it was an Oprah favorite. And it is a silk fiber filled comforter.
Ooh.
Or, you know, insert, whatever. It looks and feels like a dollop of sour cream.
Heaven. By the way, Lisa, Wirecutter's best hybrid mattress.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Maybe we can get them to pay extra for this. We just named every brand and then said that the best one was...
best hybrid mattress.
You know, send that through to corporate.
Send it right to the corporate.
There's one in I've seen in their realms that is... Well, technically speaking, like hiding this, I actually have at least a mattress.
From when?
They offered to send, okay?
Stop.
But
I missed an email.
Related to endorsement. But you couldn't do it because you had done your mattress fucking endorsement. Okay, which by the way, you might be in breach of right now.
I'm not. The time has passed, I think.
But I got a twin because I already had a mattress that I was pretty pumped about or planning on being pumped about. And I can't even remember what brand it is. Do you want me to check what my mattress is? One of those brands. Like, it's like Nectar or something.
Okay.
You don't care.
I do care. I care deeply.
No, I mean, now that you've locked in on the strategist, I feel like...
I'm a little locked in.
But anyway, I have a Lima twin. Okay? I have a Lima twin.
We're just thrown around in a random room?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's been leaned up against the wall in our home.
You're kidding.
In the living room when you enter.
Oh my God, Jacqueline.
Now, and yes, when they offered to send
Jesus
and I said
Christ.
We'd recently bought a mattress, like mere like 6 months before, right? And I was like, fuck, I still need to get one. Okay?
The ultimate image of chaos is a raw mattress leaned up against a
vertically
home wall.
Too, by the way.
I would assume.
I don't know why, but vertical is like even more
like
so
yeah
like
hanging on by
mode.
A thread. Yeah.
Okay. And yes, my partner questioned whether this was a good purchase given that we live in total chaos. I mean, total chaos. Like our quote furniture, like it's just I live stepping over things. There's a trampoline in the middle of our, I'd call it a living room, but it's open space, okay, apartment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Trampoline in the middle.
I step
over.
Yeah.
That's where my backpack
How
lives.
Often are you on the trampoline?
Months ago. Probably, it's been quite some time, okay? But I had that leaned up against the wall too, but I don't know. So now I've laid this twin mattress down. I was going to make it into a sort of day bed, okay, in the living room. There's no room for it, but still I have my dreams. It's a project, okay? It's a project waiting to happen. Now it's laying on the floor. And that's where I've been higher dosing.
Oh, hi.
So now it's a healing bed.
Okay. So you bring it down to heal. And then you re-put it up.
Well, right now it's permanent healing. It's hospital
I'm gonna need
bed
to see
in the living room.
I need photographs.
I'll send you.
And promise me that
what,
you'll send.
They'll send you the photo?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay,
I sent
great.
You a photo of me on it. Like, it was too close up for you.
I don't
you.
Think
I'm
I realized,
showing you my settings.
Didn't realize, yeah. Okay, we got to wrap up. But I want to say sorry to do an announcement like this, or I'm not going to apologize for it. But I do have to announce that
oh, you do.
Tickets are
yes.
on sale for Kate. My one-woman show, my play, Kate, is coming to the Pasadena Playhouse. PasadenaPlayhouse.org. January 17th until February 11th.
I wanted to prove that I knew.
Come
the
see
right
it, the beautiful Pasadena Playhouse, which actually won the Tony this year for Best Regional Playhouse, Best Regional Theater in the States. Beautiful historic
and that's
theater.
Why your
Make
show
It a Night, beautiful
there.
Restaurant next door, Bar Chalou.
Mm.
Make It a Night, support theater, fly out, drive out, please. Support theater, support me. Limited run.
Yeah, they're coming. I mean, they're coming. And if for some reason they miss the Insta.
Well, you can go to kateberlant.com or pasadenaplayhouse.org.
As our friend likes to say, find the info. Like,
as we say, you have Google.
Yeah.
You weren't born 25 minutes ago. And even then at this rate, you'd probably be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
Please come. Please tell your family and friends. You don't live in LA. I can't make it out. Please tell your cousins, relatives, the relatives of your cousins that you've never met who are also your relatives. Tell everyone.
I always say when I was promoting, okay, because I believe this, it's a gorgeous gift.
Oh, that
to send
is
someone.
So, imagine
okay,
sending someone to the
go,
theater.
Okay, to get someone two tickets.
Unbelievable.
Now, it's challenging because you got to figure out the whole date thing.
Yeah,
okay?
tough.
But there are ways to make it happen.
And I think it just, yeah, you just, yeah.
Or you just say, here's what I'm sending you to, I'm sending you to Kate on, you know, between the dates of da 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 and da da da.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Name your date.
Great.
And then
Christmas present.
We should also remind people that
the Poog Tour, we're gearing up.
We are gearing
Vancouver,
up.
We need ya.
The okay, the
and I also want to say, I feel like we've said this, but
the merch,
Chicago to cities that we couldn't make it on this tour. It's not out of a lack of us wanting to be clear. It was a last minute tour. Venues are booked up. I just want to make that clear. It wasn't
it's
like we were
routing.
This isn't us going, we don't care about those cities. This was a last minute tour. Places aren't available, whatnot. We want to come to every city on this earth to reach the millions and millions of followers and listeners.
Yeah.
The millions and millions of eavesdroppers that we have.
And, you know, for the merch alone.
Oh, honey, the merch is going to be huge.
Imagine. And it's coming.
It's coming, honey. Okay, well, I got to go to my hydrofacial. And I guess bring the rocking chair in. Jesus.
To my... Oh, because it's soaked through? Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant it to get
maybe
fixed.
It just got washed.
It's still out there.
Maybe I should just see it as a wash. But wood and rain don't go well.
You should... I have a can of it from 6 years ago unopened for something that's being semi-rained on. You need to weatherproof it. You need to paint this shellac on it.
Jesus. Yeah, that'll happen.
Dry it out. I know. But
can you imagine? I would sooner do anything.
I know. I've had my can for 3 years.
Another great holiday gift item I would recommend is the Aromatech, which I've really been enjoying.
Yeah. And the holiday scents honey, are on their way.
This item is top shelf, this gift.
First of all,
infusing.
Yeah, you didn't open it. I've been operating mine. Right? Yeah, but last we spoke, it was like you hadn't opened it or something.
Yeah, yeah. No, I opened it. It's really great.
Also, I recommend the small bottles for testing out. Like get the collections, whatever. The little bottles. It's not like you get a good amount
out of it.
You get
a couple days out of
there. Like on a low setting.
I'm going to be requesting some specific scents because I need more and I'm ready to, I'm fully convinced.
Oh, I went back for more.
I got to go back for more.
Because I realized, well, I'm unclear on oud.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
I like an oud.
I mean,
oud.
I looked it up, but I've forgotten. Like, I don't know.
I veer oud. I like an oud.
Yeah. I veer, like, I don't know what I veer. It depends.
Totally. I hear
you. You know what I could use from Aromatech?
Huh.
Like 6 more of the plastic bottle inserts, because you have to clean the bottle insert between changing scents if you don't want it to be like mixing.
That's where I freeze up. That's where I freeze up and I go.
So I bought at the grocery store hydrogen peroxide or whatever. Or
vinegar?
Isopropyl. Okay. And I shake it up and the whole thing, but I can still sort of smell it in there. I'm trying to get it up through the tube. If I could get like 6 bottles once a year, I wash them all, but that would really help me.
That'd be cool. I think I might have to commit to a scent for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Because I don't see myself
washing.
Might
be easier.
Okay, well,
all right.
I love ya.
Also, so PoogLive, PoogLive.com.
Can't wait. It's going to be so fun to get you alone.
I can't even imagine.
It's going to be crazy. Okay. Love ya.
Love ya.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.